Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
All right, so we're going to get into our questions here. The first question, this is a tough one because it involves vaccinations. It involves the real risk of a certain infection called the measles, what's going on in California. So the question was, should I be concerned about measles for my child? And, you know, there's the answer to that really is yes and no. I mean, if your child is in the vicinity of somebody with measles and they're not vaccinated, yeah, they might, you might be concerned about that. So I wanted to address this whole measles outbreak that's going on. This is the latest from the CDC. There were 84 cases with 18 suspected for a total of 102. And this is what they released, maybe about a week ago from the CDC. From January 1st to January 30th, 2015, 102 people from 14 states were reported to have measles. Most of these cases are part of a large, ongoing, multi-state outbreak linked to an amusement park in California. On January 23rd, 2015, the CDC issued a health advisory to notify public health departments and healthcare facilities about this multi-state outbreak and to provide guidance for healthcare providers nationwide. So we're at least 84 cases with another 18 most likely. What is measles? And I wanted to review this a little bit. I'm going to use this question from this listener to educate a little bit about measles, because it's not something we know a lot about today, because, you know, we just don't deal with it that much. So there's a lot of young parents that know nothing about measles. Unlike when I was growing up, there were a lot more cases. So measles, or what is also called rubeola. Now, that don't get that confused with rubella. Right, so there's two different, there's rubella and rubeola. Rubeola is measles. It's highly contagious. It's a viral infection. It attacks the respiratory system and the immune system and the skin. Symptoms usually develop within 7 to 14 days after exposure to an infected person. And the initial symptoms usually include a high fever, and we're talking high. For kids, you know, 103, 104, I mean really high. It also has spots on their mouth. And then usually that develop, those spots turn into more of a body rash a couple days later. Those spots are called coplic spots. So on the mouth, the tongue, and then maybe a day or so later, it becomes all over, a full body rash. At that point, there's usually muscle pain, joint pain, loss of appetite, hacking cough, runny nose, and red eyes. Now, how is this all spread? It's airborne. It's a respiratory disease, and it's very contagious. So the respiratory fluids of an infected person, maybe they cough, whatever, and it gets on somebody, and you know, it can go through your nose, your mouth. You can breathe it in. So you do have to be in close contact with an infected person. But the virus, once it gets in, it's very aggressive, and you know, about 90% of people without immunity, whether that's from a past infection or from a vaccine, sharing a living space with an infected person will catch it. 90%. So it's very contagious. A common question we often get is, well, how long is somebody actually infectious? Meaning, how many days can they actually be spreading the virus? What's called infectivity. You know, how long are they spreading it from, you know, to another person? And that has never really been established. Most doctors will tell you, most infectious disease specialists will tell you, as long as they have the mouth rash, it's definitely infectious. And then some go on to say if they have the body rash, it's infectious. So unfortunately, we haven't even really established how long somebody can pass the measles virus on to somebody else. Now, worldwide, measles resulted in about 96,000 deaths in 2013, down from 545,000 in 1990. The latest outbreak, as we know, in California started at the what the CDC lists here as an amusement park in California. We know it was Disneyland. And they found that it most likely started with an unvaccinated person from Europe. So the question really, I think, on most parents' minds is about the vaccinations. You know, most kids still are vaccinated against measles, but there's a growing movement about not vaccinating children against some of these once common infections, which seem to be coming back. In my personal opinion is, yes, you should be vaccinated. Your child should be vaccinated against measles. I mean, the vaccine does work. Is the vaccine perfect? No. As a matter of fact, there's a couple statistics that are floating around online from some of these anti-vaccine groups. And by the way, I don't agree with all vaccines. I'm going to do a show coming up on the HPV vaccine. I don't agree. So I don't agree with all vaccinations. But the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, I do. The MMR vaccine, I do agree with. It saves lives. Now, this is a statistic that is spreading around the internet. So since 2000, there were 109 deaths from the measles vaccine and zero deaths from measles. So that makes it sound like the vaccine's bad and the measles themselves isn't bad. Well, that's very misleading. The reason there's no deaths from measles is because more kids are vaccinated. They're not getting it. And the vaccine itself does have side effects. Everything you put into your system has a potential to have an adverse effect. So since 2000, 109 kids that have gotten this vaccine, unfortunately, had died. Now, if you're the parent of that one child, that's horrible. But when you look at it in terms of a general population, the vaccine is safe and it is efficacious. It does prevent measles infection, and that's why since 2000 you've seen zero deaths from actual measles infection. I mean, worldwide, this is still a major issue. 545,000 people in 2013. I'm sorry, 1990. 96,000 in 2013, because we're vaccinating more and more kids throughout throughout the world. So this is one of those vaccines that I do support. And let's think of it from a different perspective for a moment. What about the child who can't be vaccinated? There are some kids who absolutely cannot get a vaccine. It's contraindicated. Maybe a child with leukemia, undergoing chemotherapy. There are kids with immunodeficiencies or just born with it. Okay? We don't give vaccines in those kids. And the reason that they're protected overall in this country is something called herd immunity. So if this child who cannot receive a vaccine, say because they have leukemia, and they go to school, if, you know, 95, 96, 97%, 98% of the kids at that school are vaccinated against the measles virus can't survive there. So that child is protected from the from the measles in this concept called herd immunity. What about that child? If more and more people aren't going to vaccinate it, we're going to lose herd immunity, and some of these childs who absolutely don't have a choice in being vaccinated, they just can't. Now they're going to be at a significant risk. What about that child? Here's what, listen, what I want to do, and I'm willing to do this, is I would like to bring on, somebody who maybe wants to debate this issue. Maybe I can talk about the pros of vaccination, and if I can find somebody, Sheldon Baker is my awesome producer, maybe we'll find somebody who can come on and talk about the cons, and we can have a nice, reasonable, thoughtful debate about this specific vaccine. Not vaccines in general. That's not a fair debate. I mean, I wouldn't talk about one vaccine, the MMR vaccine, and I do believe that this is one that children should get. And to answer the question, should you be concerned? Well, if your child is in one of those states like California and they're not vaccinated, they don't have immunity, yeah, you should be worried. So I would get them vaccinated, and then you don't have to worry. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.